I see no alternative to the destruction of Hamas, and I use that term specifically because, as Aviv knows, there's a military doctrinal term. It's a gradation. You know, you can disrupt, you can deny, you can defeat, you can destroy. I think that it has to be destroyed. Destruction means, in military terms, that you are rendering an enemy incapable of accomplishing his mission without reconstitution. Keep in mind the reconstitution piece, because this is a huge task for the day after, for the ultimate administration of Gaza. I think that the vision that is announced by the prime minister, ultimately with the IDF chief of staff by his side and others, should be that to make clear the intent to destroy Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and then to lay out how this has to be done. There is no alternative, I'm sure Aviva will agree, literally, to going progressively, methodically through, starting with Gaza City in the north. But ultimately, it's going to have to be the entire area of Gaza over time, if it is truly to be destroyed. And there will still be, of course, remnants of Hamas and PIDG that Iran will seek and will try to enable to come back. And so we'll have to focus on that in a moment. I think there needs to be an explanation of how this is going to be done that stresses purity of arms. Again, the Israeli terminology for essentially the Geneva Convention, the laws of land warfare, that has to be stressed. Several of you have noted, again, the growing concern for Palestinian civilians. This will have to be very clearly demonstrated, you know, during the battles, that Israeli soldiers are taking great pains to safeguard civilians, noting that, of course, this is an enemy without a uniform, hides among civilians, has hostages. There are going to be suicide bombers. There will be improvised explosive devices. You know all this, booby traps, rooms that blow up, buildings that blow up, etc. But it's going to have to be methodically and very carefully done. And, of course, it's going to have to emphasize clear and hold. As Aviv knows, if you clear and just go on to the next building and don't leave a sizable force behind, the enemy will re-infiltrate behind you, and you're going to be fighting in 360 degrees. You have to, again, do this very, very methodically and hang on to the areas. And then I would submit that it should begin to rebuild as quickly as is possible. As soon as an area is reasonably safe, there should be a demonstration of the intention to start repairing the damage and destruction. And that leads to another element of the vision, which has to be what life can be like for the Palestinians in Gaza, and I'd submit in the West Bank while they're at it, noting that the domestic political issues in Israel may make this slightly idealistic. But again, we did this when we were carrying out operations to clear al-Qaeda in Iraq, then the Islamic State, where we'd tell the Sunni Arabs, if you reject them, if you help us against them — I'm not expecting the Palestinians to help you against them, but at least not to actively support them and to stay out of the way. And then perhaps life, not only perhaps, life will be better after Hamas. Hamas has brought this on you. And so forth and so on. But I think there has to be this kind of vision. And again, it's very clear that people are asking, what is the future of that, of the Palestinians in Gaza? I think there has to be an acknowledgement that Israel is going to have to run Gaza for a while. I know no one wants to reoccupy. I know the challenges associated with that, but I just don't foresee any competent and capable organization coming in, keeping in mind that the because, of course, you're sending out to destroy not just Hamas's terrorist army and the PIDG terrorist army. It's to destroy or dismantle the Palestinian political wing, which has been announced as part of the objective. So who's going to administer? And keep in mind, the administration is not just handing out humanitarian assistance, restoring basic services, starting reconstruction, getting schools, markets, clinics open, and all that. It should be thought about as a counterinsurgency campaign, because in addition to the stability operations, there's going to have to be an intelligence-led effort to ensure that Islamic State or the Islamic Jihad and Hamas cannot reconstitute themselves from the remnants that will be left over. And they're certainly going to try to do that. So, again, all of these elements, I think, of a vision really should be stated. And also, frankly, just doing that is going to force the leadership to acknowledge some hard realities that, frankly, we did not acknowledge sufficiently when we went into Iraq and discovered that our phase four planning, our post-conflict planning was wholly inadequate, and then took really stupid counterproductive decisions that created hundreds of thousands opposed to the new Iraq rather than supporting it, firing the military without telling them how we'd enable them to provide for their family, debathification down to the level of bureaucrats, tens of thousands we needed to run the country without an agreed reconciliation process. So again, I think these visions are crucial. It just can't, this idea that they've been saying so far, that we'll figure it out when we get there, the focus is on the combat operations. For somebody who was there and ended up holding the bag, that doesn't cut it.